My traveler, what say you?
I'm enjoying very much. There seems to be a project abroad about pyramids. And this seems to be some great interest. There's a discussion as to the material the pyramids to be built out of, the direction it should face, and if it brings utopia or not. And could you help us a little there?
You want to know all of these things or part of them?
All of them. let's keep it.
Fire reforms, well, that is what they are. They were created as a form that could captivate energy in the center. The energy defied that which is termed the natural laws that were indeed of effect, as it is termed. But the fiery form was created, as it were, indeed, as the natural emblem as to what man really looks like in his light origin. For outside of the embodiment entity, he takes on a powerful form within the center of his being that captivates the same energy. It really represents God within. That which is termed the fiery forms, or what you call the pyramids entity, was built as that which is termed a token to humanity, an image to humanity, that which is termed, as it were, indeed a statue to humanity, a reminder to humanity to always look within. For within entity does not one go within a great form as this and caught up within the majesty of what they are feeling? Certainly. Now, there is a direct science involved in the structure of these entities. First, as it were, indeed, the pyramids are located in direct line with that which is termed, as it were, indeed, what is called a true north, as it is termed, to true south. Well, there is energies that run, as it were, indeed, in that direction that encompass that which is termed the earth. And the reason it is not magnetic north entity is that your earth sits on a tilt-rotating orbit, which means it is not perpendicular in its orbit, going around the sun. It is at a slant, much like what you call your tops and how they land and they fall at a slant. So is your earth. At this particular slant entity, the energies that allow the slant to occur in a rotation moment are called true north. And when the pyramids are aligned in that true north, they are picking up direct energy belts and energy fields that keep that which is termed the planet in its orbital spin. When you spin anything, it creates a centrifugal motion. The centrifugal emotion entity is an aspect of electricity, as it were indeed, but only a higher degree of it. In this way, in true north, that which is termed the fiery forms pick up that which is termed the centrifugal force energy that is a higher mutant than electricity is. When you do this, it captivates, as it were indeed, the energy. It bounces from equal sides of its walls energy and collects in the center in a rotating effect, the same as that which is termed the earth's evolvement around the sun. The energy that collects with inside entity has no magnetic proportions. It is completely, as it were, indeed, free of that which is called magnetic force. It is a sovereign energy. Now, when placed in particular objects in that, it actually immobilizes the object in that which is called its aging process, or puts it into that which is termed a vacuum system, which allows that which is termed whatever is put there to stay there for a long time, much as the earth is in the sun's orbit. In regards to what it should be made of, that which is termed metals are conduits. They are more aligned with magnetic north than true north. If you're building anything of metals, it will be lined with magnetic north, and the energy will be caught on the conduit of the metal, not with inside. Thus, the metal absorbs all of the energies rather than the interior. When you build it to that which is termed stone, which is a soluble mass, of that which is termed wood, of any one thing that is not a conduit, then that which is termed the fiery form is able to collect the energy within and have it utilized for whatever shall be put there. And what should be put there is most everyone's head that is in this audience. Sit in that position, working entity, the only time that it will have a greater potency than the time that is every moment will be at the sun equinox. And at that particular time entity, the fiery forms have the greatest penetration and the greatest energy working within them. The great pyramids were once sheathed on the outside entity with that which is termed turquoise, as it were, indeed. And the top of the capstone was a beaten metal called copper. That was the capstone. The reason that they put the copper capstone on entity is it not only allowed the sides to collect the energy, but the capstone also kept the energy intact, even acting as a conduit. It spread it downward. Those were the great ones. They've long since been vandalized, and their sides been taken, and their capstones removed, and the gold inside taken, but the true power and the true treasure still lies within them. And they're a reminder to humanity of the fire that is within each of us. What else would you like to know?
That we experiment, if you wish, with the pyramids. We have a knowledge, a subtle knowledge of the energy that's collected, and then we actually become that energy totally in or outside of the pyramid. It is incidental. We become the pure essence. Yes?
What, after all, is pure essence?
All it is.
But what is all it is?
Movement.
Movement? Volatile?
Volatile movement?
Indeed.
Volatile movement, yeah, that as well. All movement, just the expression, movement, it's the essence that makes a seed grow. You have a seed, it's planted in the ground, it has water. What makes it grow? The essence is what makes it grow.
All that is that one absorbs from such a thing is clarity. Clarity entity is to clarify the essence, and that is what the fiery form does.
The essence, I didn't answer the essence then. The fiery form clarifies the essence.
Indeed.
And each of us, we experience, we know that, we come to experience, we come to know that.
And what is it that clarifies that then?
Why, does the essence clarify the essence? The desire for clarity of the essence?
It's the knowledge of the essence.
The knowledge of
that
the essence.
That is what clarifies it. Most don't know they have essence, as you would term it. Most don't know their volatile movement. Most don't know what it is they are. What the form does, it clarifies the essence, for it has the power to do that without changing it.
I will go there, yes?
Indeed.
I will experience. I will know it.
I desire for you to. I have for a great time.
Very soon.
You've gotten a little sidetracked, eh? By the mysteries that lurk deep within those that hold all the keys.
Mm-hmm. It's, we spoke of this 2-3 years ago now.
That is correct.
I'll go there now.
Enjoy. And while you're there, go to Memphis and to Thebes. And there is a wonderful palace by a wonderful queen. It has been uncovered. You will find some magic there, entity, as you once walk the corridors. So be it.
So be it.